Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Gastel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnelles. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Fortnelles. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Williams reaches second base with a double. Klaus scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Goodman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Niemann moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parnell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel bunts in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive towards the mound. Parnell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gastel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gastel reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Miranda reaches second base with a double. Gastel scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Mike Forknalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalis is 0 for 1 in the game. Forknalis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Daly reaches second base with a double. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pyburn, who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Daly scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gastel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gastel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miranda strikes out. Daly drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Miranda out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Parnell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0-for-2 in the game. Forknealis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Niemann reaches third base with a triple. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-3 in the game. Parnell bunts towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gastel takes first base on ball 4. A Palicka pinch runs for Tom Gastel. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Ike DeLock now pitching. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Hoot Evers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Palicka moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-4 in the game. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Palicka moves to third. Francona moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Palicka scores. Francona moves to third. Boyd moves to second. It's Red Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton now playing second base. Billy Gardner now playing shortstop. Johnny Schmitz now pitching. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Tito Francona. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 4 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. George Zivarink now pitching. Tito Francona now playing first base. Bob Boyd now playing right field. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Jim Pyburn. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.